This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay. John, did you know that the average visit to the doctors lasts about 17 minutes?
That long?
Yes. Now, if you're good.
I'm used to five.
One of the goals of healthcare reform is for doctors to be able to spend more time with their patients. But until that happens, we need to make the most of each doctor's visit. Now, part of getting the most out of your visit means not holding back on any information from your doctor. Dr. Charles Mutan is a professor and chair of the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Howard University College of Medicine. He joins us now for some advice on how to break that doctor-patient silence. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
What is it that patients aren't saying in their 17 minutes of one-to-one time?
Well, what they're not saying is really being truthful with their doctor, telling them all the conditions that are affecting them, telling them if they're taking over-the-counter medications, if they're doing nutritional supplements, if they're even following the plan that the doctor's already worked out with them.
Now, it's not that easy to book a doctor's appointment. You usually have to wait, you take your time, you maybe have to take some time off work. So why, when you get there, are people just not making the most of that time? Why aren't they going with a purpose?
Well, what happens sometimes is if they're not following the instructions that the doctor's given them, they're maybe embarrassed or they don't want to disappoint the doctor. Sometimes they have conditions that are embarrassing socially, such as if they're leaking urine or they have problems with getting an erection or they may have alternative lifestyles. Those type of things, they may feel that are socially unacceptable, may feel that they really don't want to share those with the doctor. But those can be problems.
Now, what should your strategy be then? You have a doctor's appointment. There's some personal things you have to share with your doctor. How should you go about it?
Well, I think the key thing is to have an open, trusting relationship with your physician to make sure that your doctor is one that you feel comfortable and you can trust and can talk to. And then once you're there, making sure that you share all the information that you need to share. If there's a condition that's affecting you, make sure you bring that up. If there's medications that may be over-the-counter that the doctor may not be aware of, make sure that you mention them to the doctor.
How are you responsible in this, though, doctor? I mean, how do you phrase your questions to indicate that, tell me everything? How do you go places that maybe the patient doesn't necessarily want to go? Is that part of your responsibility?
I think it's both the patient and the physician. When I talk to my patients, what I try to do is have them tell me the story. Tell me what's going on. What's been going on with your life? We try to ask probing questions to try to uncover these things, but sometimes patients are just still afraid and don't trust us. I think the key thing is that they have to remember that whatever they tell us as a physician is kept private and we will be confidential, and that hopefully the physician that you have a relationship with will be one that you do have some comfort talking to, and they can feel open and have a certain ability to discuss these kind of sensitive issues.
Now, that 17 minutes average time came from the Medscape Journal of Medicine. Time is ticking away from us, doctor, but very quickly, if you had an ideal amount of time you could spend with a patient, what would it be?
If I can choose the time, I would spend somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes with each patient.
Thank you very much, Dr. Charles Mutan, Professor and Chair of the Department of Community and Family Medicine at the Howard University College of Medicine. Coming up on the programme, we'll be doing our healthcare debate, our roundtable. We'll be talking to people who are young healthcare users and whether they think it's worth it if they invest in health insurance. Give us your take at mytake@thetakeaway.org or 1-877-8-MYTAKE on whether you're too young to get health insurance.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.